Yeah, our numbers in the Department of Animal Science is probably going to be pushing about 520 this year. That'll be up 15, 20 students from where we've had in previous years. We're continuing to grow every year. Seems like they just come out of the woodwork. We get some outstanding kids from Alabama and our sister states surrounding Alabama, and they come in here, work hard to get educated, and then go out in the real world and make us all famous from Auburn.
But on the other end of the spectrum, Dr. Green says the number of faculty is still short.
We at one time in the Department of Animal Sciences had approaching 30 faculty members. Today we're down to just around 18. A lot of those 18 faculty are going to be retiring over the next year. Quite a few of them have retired in this past year. And so in another year or two, we will have a complete new face to the Department of Animal Sciences. Those faculty that are coming in are young, innovative, smart, that are doing outstanding research and heavily involved in our undergraduate as well as graduate student programs. And so we've got some green pastures to look forward to in the future.
And with more students coming in, he said they are seeing some growing problems.
Part of our problem is that our department was built in a building where we had 100 students. And today it's hard to get 520 students in that same space, and we have problems with our classroom space. Our largest classroom will hold about 75 students, and we have to teach multiple sections of the same course the same semester in order to get all those students through the system.
But Dr. Green says it's a good problem to have, as those students are their bread and butter. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.